Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Streaming online at WEOL.com and with the AM 930 WEOL mobile app. Certainly happy to have you along for the ride on a, well, we're getting a lot more sunshine out there.
Yep.
As long as it stays in the 60s, I'm fine.
Sunny, a little chilly, 66 now. Yeah.
Let the sun shine, I'm okay. Sunny and 66, I think that's a perfect formula. Well, we're about to get back into our Champions of Education series, and of course it's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. Well, we had a lot of fun with this last week. Mm-hmm. We were talking with David Pritt about their brand new academic center at North Ridgeville. And for those just joining us or not familiar with the Champions of Education series, this is where we take a look at a school system in Lorain County and we spotlight some of the great things that they are doing. And there are a lot of great things going on in the Keystone School System. And here to tell us more about that is the superintendent for the Keystone School System, Franco Gallo. Franco, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys have a lot of great things going on, and there are a number of things I want to hit on today, but I want to begin with the Hats for Harvey campaign. Easy for me to say. But for those who don't know what this was all about, what were the details on this?
Yeah, well, we at Keystone have always been, loving to give back to people and helping out and banding together whenever we have situations that occur. And we were obviously aware of what was going on with Hurricane Harvey, and we really wanted to help those people in the community. And so we have a fundraiser that went on at the elementary school where the kids were able to wear hats, and they paid $1 to do that. And they just raised money by having that day for that, as well as at the high school. They're actually running it each week through October and going to raise money as well, and they're going to donate it for the families that are down there that are either displaced or in need. Got the itch, basically, to want to help out because that's just what we do naturally here.
Where did this idea come from? That's a very creative name, Hats for Harvey. I love that alliteration. But how did this all start, and who came up with this idea?
It was actually student-driven. The kids obviously watch TV. They go home, they talk with their parents, they come in, and they share ideas with their teachers. And, we have a student council of the buildings, and, they just go to their advisors. And it was really student-driven. There wasn't really particularly one person, just really student-driven.
Now, this is specifically for the students, right? Or are teachers and faculty allowed to get in on this as well?
You know what? We have teachers who would do it as well. We love to model the way. And the teachers could do it. We've had staff members make donations, they've done a fantastic job. The elementary school raised over $850, and the high school is doing this weekly through October. They had their first one last week, this week, and they're going to be doing it each once a week this month. So, we're really happy with the progress that they made.
We are speaking with Keystone Superintendent Franco Gallo here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to transition now into a series that you guys started up again just a few weeks ago, a career speaker series at the middle school. Who has spoken at this already, and who you guys have planned in the coming weeks?
Well, actually, we are just really getting this started. We're right now looking for people to present. One of the big pushes here in the state of Ohio is to introduce our kids to the career pathways that they may have and try to get information to our kids at all grade levels. And it doesn't mean that it's just middle school and high school. It could be down even in the elementary to have them thinking about what their passions are. And so we are actually in the process of looking for speakers, and we're looking for our parents. We have many of our parents who are professionals who are out there who we would like to have them explain what they do for work, because a lot of kids, traditionally they know what a police officer does, they know what a firefighter does, and those are a lot of the traditional ones. But we have a lot of parents who work in very diverse career fields, and we want to let them know what they do. And so we're actually have it on our website. We want to make sure our parents all know that this is an opportunity that they have. They can come and share with their kids. I'm even going to be one of the speakers because people ask, they say, what does the superintendent do? And they usually say, hey, don't you own the schools? No, I don't own the schools. So I'm going to be speaking. I do know that we have a couple people who are on the books to speak. We have a nurse, and we have an accountant, and we really are looking for people. So hopefully this will help get the message out there.
I want to touch on that for just a second here, too, because, you know, a lot of times you hear about career speakers speaking to the high school kids because, you know, when you get to high school, sometimes you have an idea as to what you want to do when you graduate, or sometimes you don't. And I think, you know, when you have a speaker that comes in from any field, sometimes that can open the doors to something that maybe you hadn't previously set your sights on. But why the middle school? I think there are a number of reasons why you could do it, but why did you guys specifically choose the middle school for this?
Well, I had asked all of my principals to further our education and careers, and it's a really big push from the state, as well as when we're talking about making sure that kids, I mean, there's a real issue with students who are going to college. They really don't know where their passions are. They're taking classes, and then they're changing their mind, or they're dropping out of college. And it's a lot of times because they haven't really had that chance to dive in before they got to college in order to figure out what their passions are. And so we want to start the middle school just so that we can get the kids to understand that they get to start to dive in and understand what's out there for them and what they could work towards, because we have a great partnership with the Lorain County JVS, and they have a lot of interesting programs that are out there. And they need to know what their passions are before they make that decision in 10th grade going into 11th. If they'd like to be part of the JVS, because there's a lot of careers that they have there as well. So that's why we wanted to start at the middle school.
Again, we are talking with Keystone Superintendent Franco Gallo. He's our guest on our Nordson Corporation Champion of Education series here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You guys have something called a PBIS initiative. I'll let you spell that out, and I'll let you explain that and how this all works.
Yeah. PBIS is Positive Behavior Interventions and Supports. And what we're really trying to do is get away from the traditional model of, you know, just punishing kids for the negative things that happen in school, and really try to flip that around and reward students for the positive things that they're doing in the classroom. And so we at Keystone have a system that is called Keystone Pride, and pride meaning positive, responsible, integrity, driven, and engaged. And what's really neat is that when you walk around our school buildings, we have signs various areas. And so, for example, the whole purpose is really to try to prevent behavior and educate the kids on what it means to behave and follow directions in the restroom, in the hallways, in the cafeteria. Because, you know, when you went to school, you got rules from your teacher, and, you know, you knew how to, you were supposed to behave in the classroom, but you may not have ever been taught on what are the expectations in all these other areas. And a lot of times when you look at discipline data, you'll see that kids are misbehaving in some of these areas, and you would say, well, that's just kind of what they do, and we never really put a lot of attention into trying to educate them in all the facets of what happens in the school building, all the areas and whatnot. So we have signage that's there. We had students make a video and be part of the video and demonstrate what does good behavior look like in those areas. And we're really noticing that there's been a real big change, not that we had a lot of issues before, but just in the response from the students about, you know, having their teachers catching them being good. And when they're caught being good, we have a ticket system, and we reward sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly, and the kids are able to get prizes, and it just really puts that focus on doing the right thing as opposed to doing the wrong thing. So it's been really, really good this year, and it's really pushed the pride in our schools, and you know, we're just really proud of it.
Can you think of any specific examples off the top of your head? You mentioned that the response has been really positive from the kids so far. Are there any instances or any situations that you can think of off the top of your head that really kind of stand out as far as student response and how that's affected their day-to-day?
Yes, actually, there's one that involved myself where I was in the kindergarten hallway. And the students are, you know, in that first week, they're learning to obviously straight line and behave and stay quiet in the hallways and whatnot. And I had a student who came out, and he said, "Hi, Mr. Gallo." And I had a ticket in my hand, and I said, well, that was very nice of you to greet me and be so polite. I said, here's a ticket. And then the student walked away, and it was his first ticket, apparently, that he had received. He walked away, and then he stopped. He turned around and gave he did, like, a little wink to me, and he kind of did, like, a little, like a yes, you know, type of thing, where he was really excited for getting his first ticket. So the teacher eventually told me that he was super excited to get his first ticket. But, you know, from then on out, when I would go down to the kindergarten classrooms, all the kindergartners would say, hi, Mr. Gow, hi, Mr. Gow. And so now they all greet me, which is great because they're learning that skill of, you know, being polite and recognizing somebody and looking them in the eyes and all that. It's just a really good thing. We're starting out young, and it was really neat. So you kind of had to see it.
That's really cool stuff. That's really fantastic. Now, is this the PBIS initiative? Is this something new? Is it brand new, or has this been around for a while?
Well, it was an initiative that the state had asked schools to do about 2 years ago, and you're supposed to, you know, think out how you want to have the program run, and put teams together and develop it. And so that's what we did last year, and so we came up with the process, because this doesn't happen overnight. You have to think of the system you want to use. What are the signs going to look like? What is the wording going to look like? What is with PRIDE to obviously be an acronym, but you know, you have to think it all out. And so we put people together, came up with prizes in the system and how we're going to track it. Because the other thing piece to this is that you track the data. And so you say, how many incidences do we have in the restrooms? How many do we have in the hallway? How many do we have in the cafeteria? And it gives us data so that we know to double check and maybe reteach the students if they're seeing we're having certain issues in certain areas. So it's really breaks it down. It's not just, you know, giving detentions and walking away and not looking at the data. Things are very specific nowadays. We have a great system, and so that's that kind of summarizes it. So,
very cool stuff. Well, Franco, before we cut you loose here, you mentioned that you guys were trying to spread the word about getting career speakers in to speak to the middle school. For some of our listeners out there who might be interested in that, how can they go about getting in touch with you or getting in touch with the system?
Yeah, our phone number is 440-355-2424, and we can connect you to the middle school there. And if you would like, you could visit our website at www.keystoneschools.org, and we have all of our information there as well.
Great, great stuff. Well, Franco, thank you so much for joining us here. This was a heck of a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to learn about some of the new exciting things you guys have going on, and we appreciate the time.
All right, no problem. And check us out. We're the Browns game of the week tonight. So if we win, we get $1,500 awarded from the Browns. So we got a big game tonight, so come support us as well.
Should be a good one, taking on Black River tonight.
That's right.
Very cool All stuff. Right. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
That is Franco Gallo, superintendent at Keystone Schools. He is today's guest of the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll get to Your Money Now. We'll get to Matt Douglas in the local news. And in just a few, we'll get to Tim Alcorn and talk some high school football. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Like any new father, Mark wants the best for his girls.
Tickle, tickle.
So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
For free estimates or 24-hour emergency service, call Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning at 245-1772. Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
He was a voice heard by Cleveland Cavalier and Cleveland Indians fans for decades.
There's a long drive to left field!
Until illness struck.
I've been at Life Care twice, both